This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Yeah, we had the Super Bowl last night, but it's a big week for Inflation Bowl 2023, consumers versus prices. We will soon find out the latest on how much we are buying and how much did it cost. The Consumer Price Index is out tomorrow, retail sales numbers coming Wednesday. The big questions are, of course, how much is inflation eating into our willingness to buy things, and how much is our buying things feeding inflation? We've been getting some clues from private companies in the last couple of weeks. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Let's start with consumer staples, things like toothpaste, cleaning supplies, and other packaged goods. Brittany Quatrochi, an analyst at Edward Jones, says while consumers have been pulling back,
it's much less than what you would have expected based off of the magnitude that we've seen of those price increases.
On the other hand, we've been seeing signs that people are cutting back more on discretionary purchases. Think clothing, toys, and electronics. Mickey Chata is senior credit officer at Moody's.
Most of the retailers have discussed how the consumer is being very selective.
A lot of people are still choosing to spend more on services. Last week, Uber said revenue jumped almost 50% last quarter. But Chata says services spending could fall.
Some of that strength is going to weaken as the consumer feels a lot more stressed in terms of how much money they have in their pocket.
That said, consumers will continue to spend, Chata says, as long as the labor market stays strong. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.